Jay Peroni, certified financial planner, here with the weekly market wrap-up. The 4th of July celebration with fireworks started a bit early on Wall Street as investors continue to be encouraged by progress in the European debt crisis. Investors piled into stocks and commodities. However, as the week wore on, dark clouds continued to gather over the United States economy. We saw a contraction in U.S. manufacturing. We saw the unemployment numbers not as encouraging as expected. The central banks continue to ease, but the focus right now continues to be on Europe and the United States. Well, in Europe, the European Stability Mechanism, which can now buy Italian and Spanish bonds, has been a confidence builder, and it's stopped further losses for the moment. The goal is to stabilize yields and mitigate worries that Spain and Italy might be next in line for cash handouts. That's all fine and dandy for short-term concerns, but what about the future? Heavy sovereign debt loads still exist, and they must be addressed with some substance. The yield on Spanish 10-year bonds is at 6.78% as of Thursday. That is getting very close to where they were prior to the latest fix. Many of the European nations are stuck in deep recessions, and I'm not convinced that using debt to solve a debt crisis is the wisest approach. Looking at the United States this week, the ISM manufacturing numbers show further weakening in manufacturing. The ISM manufacturing index fell 3.8 points to 49.7. Anything below 50 is a concern. More troubling was the fact that new orders plunged 12.3 points to 47.8. This was the biggest drop since October of 2001. We also saw overseas weakness in export orders. They were down 6 to 47.5. So the question becomes, will we see another recession? Manufacturing has hit a rough patch, and the service sector is also slowing. The ISM non-manufacturing index fell from 53.7 in May to 52.1 in June. That was the lowest reading since January of 2010. It's still above that magic number of 50, but the trend is not favorable. Particularly concerning are retail numbers. Some of the major retailers like Target, ticker symbol TGT, Macy's, ticker symbol M, and Costco, ticker symbol COST, are seeing their sales stumble a bit. Other discretionary lines of business like clothing, restaurants, and jewelry are starting to see disappointing results. The consumer cyclical companies like Coach Incorporated, ticker symbol COH, Bed Bath & Beyond, ticker symbol BBBY, continue to have troubling numbers. It's not all doom and gloom. We did get some encouraging news that construction spending is up amidst an improvement in housing. Housing stocks could see a bit of a lift along with real estate investment trusts or REITs. Construction spending rose 0.9%, including a 3% rise in residential spending. Construction spending will lend support to the sagging GDP numbers. Looking at unemployment, the unemployment numbers remain elevated but appear to be stabilizing, which suggests that growth may be in progress even if it's at a snail's pace. Looking around the globe, we continue to see major easing by the central banks. The European Central Bank cut its key rates by 25 basis points to a record low of 0.75%. This was no surprise given the trouble that we've seen in Europe. Also, the Bank of England upped their quantitative easing, which also wasn't a surprise considering the UK's continued recession. The biggest surprise was coming from the People's Bank of China, which cut its key rate 25 basis points to 3% and its one-year lending rate by 31 basis points to 6%. This move suggests that China is growing increasingly worried about its economy. So where do you go as an investor? In light of no real progress in the global debt crisis, I'm still drawn to telecom, utilities, healthcare, and consumer staples. Things that people will buy even in the toughest of times. Consumers won't shut off the heat and electricity. They won't stop eating food and buying the necessities. They won't skimp on the prescriptions. And they'll continue with their love of smartphones and cell phone services. I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but remain defensive. Look for companies with strong dividends. Right now at Faith-Based Investor, we're focusing on companies who pay at least a 3% dividend. so we can get cash flow while we're waiting for capital appreciation. This growth and income strategy is perfect for a choppy market. If you'd like to talk strategy, give me a call at 866-594-9919. Again, that number is 866-594-9919. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you again next week. God bless.